are having to leave their babies.
他们被迫要离开自己的孩子。
On the road.
把他们放在路上。
Because they simply can't carry them any longer.
因为他已经实在带不动他们了。
So, while fat Americans like me.
所以很在美国我们很胖的人们。
Are worried about America's credit rating.
我们担心的是美国的这个美国的这些商业这些经济。
There are real issues that we should be praying for.
但事实上我们是有很多是真正的问题我们需要来担心的。
So we would ask the pastor to pray on our behalf.
所以我们想让牧师替我们祷告。
That more countries will do as much as possible.
更多的国家能够来对他们进行帮助。
To help these mothers and children.
来帮助这些母亲和孩子们。
我们一起来祷告。亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前。你实在是让我们看到自己的光景。
You're letting us to see ourselves.
我们活在一个过度消费的国家里面。
We live in a country, of overconsumption.
我们已经吃了太多太多，已经变成一个非常肥胖的人。
We eat too much, we become too fat.
或许有人说是因为穷人才吃得胖。
Some people are saying maybe poor people, only poor people are fat.
但是这个过度的消费已经让我们离开了属天的目标。神啊，你今天兴起很多的自然的灾害。
Lord, today you've raised a lot of natural disasters.
你觉得每一个自然灾害向我们活着的人说话。
Use every natural disaster to say things to each one of us.
有一天，终极的审判将会临到。
Someday the ultimate judgment will come.
没有一个依靠自己的人可以在上帝面前存活。
There's not a single person who can stand in front of you just by their own power.
我们过去借着多少的局部的自然灾害的责问神，神你是一个全善的神吗？
So with every regional disaster, we ask you, are you really a loving God?
多少的时候我们借着局部的灾害，我们在责问神，神你是全能的吗？
Every time we use regional disaster, we ask you, are you really this all powerful God?
当耶路撒冷那栋楼倒塌的时候，有十几个人死掉的时候。耶稣在说，如果你们不悔改，都要如此的死亡。
When the tower of Jerusalem fell and people died, and Jesus told people, if you don't repent, you die.
主啊，你借着局部的灾害向每一个人活着的人说话，让我们悔改归向你，于是可以得到永远的生命。
Lord, you use every regional disaster to tell us that we have to repent, so we can repent, we come to you.
今天有多少的人祸在这个世界上？
Now, every day we're seeing disasters made by humans.
因着多少的人祸，人们很多的穷人被欺压。
All these man-made disasters, a lot of poor people are oppressed.
好像亚伯被该隐所杀一样。
It's like Abel was killed by Cain.
好像约瑟被他的兄弟所出卖一样。亲爱的主，让我们的良心来归向你吧。
Dear Lord, let our heart be with you.
我们为着现在已经有的，我们要向你献上感谢。
We thank you for what we already have.
亲爱的主，愿我们真是有一个心，能够有一个知足的心。
Dear Lord, please let us have a heart of being content.
亲爱的主，你在世的时候，你已经告诉门徒有许多的穷人在那边。
When you were with us, you already told your disciples that there are a lot of poor people in the world.
让我们呢生出怜悯的心吧。
Let us pour out our heart.
常常纪念那有困苦的。
Remember those people in need.
常常纪念那有缺乏的。
Remember remember the people who need help.
因为你是孤儿寡母的神。
Because you're the God of the mothers and children.
因为你是抵挡那骄傲赐福给谦卑人的神。
Because you're the Lord who debunked pride and gave to those who are humble.
耶稣不是一个符号，符号不是一个名字。
Jesus was not a rich man.
那是一个真实的生命。
He's Jesus was not a symbol, but he's a real life.
我们作为你的门徒，就要进入你的生命中。
So to be your disciple, we want to be part of your life.
和你一样。
Be just like you.
为着信仰，我们愿意去受苦，也愿意去受穷。
For our belief, we want to, we're willing to be poor. We're willing to work hard.
让我们真是成为你神眼中的一个好人。
Be a good person in your eyes.
求主，你听我们的祷告。
Lord, please listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So in the past 2 weeks or 2 months,
在过去两个月里
，we asked, what is the good life?
我们问过什么是义人的生活呢
？And now we want to ask, who is a truly good person?
今天我们也想问一下，谁是一个真正的义人呢
？Jesus' answer,
耶稣的回答是
，a good person is someone filled with agape love.
一个义人是一个充满神的爱的人。
The good life is living in the kingdom of God.
义人的生活就是活在神的国度里。
Cooperating with the Holy Spirit.
不断和神的灵来交通。
To accomplish in this life.
在这一生中。
What God has asked each of us to do.
做神让我们做的事情。
But before we ask, what am I to do?
但是在我们问我们应该做什么以前。
We must ask, who am I supposed to be?
我们应该先问我们是应该成为什么样的人呢？
After we know who we are to be,
当我们知道我们是什么，应该成为什么样的人之后
then we can know what to do.
所以我们然后我们才能知道我们该做什么。
We must first think of who God made us to be.
我们先要知道是上帝把我们造成了谁。
We are called to be His beloved.
我们是被称为神所爱的。
The book of Ecclesiastes teaches this.
传道书是这样教我们的。
That should be Song of Solomon.
是应该是这个所罗门的这个是雅歌，所罗门写的雅歌。
Ecclesiastes has a different point.
传道书写的是不一样的。
We are called to be loved and to love others.
神叫我们是被爱与爱别人。
This is what Jesus says is the greatest commandment.
这是耶稣说，这是神最大的诫命。
To love God and to love our neighbor.
你要尽心尽性尽意爱你的主你的神，然后就要去爱人如己。
We are called to be loving.
神还叫我们去爱别人。
In 1 Corinthians,
在哥林多前书里面
，Paul says that we are called to be people of love.
神叫我们是神叫我们是充满爱的人。
And if we are not first and foremost loving people,
假如我们不是先是爱别人的话
，then we are like gongs being clanged out of tune and at the wrong time.
我们就好像是一个被乱敲的破锣一样，只能给神的音乐来捣乱。
The good life that Jesus speaks of,
耶稣讲的义人的生活
，begins with our being brought into a loving relationship with our heavenly Father.
取决于我们先进入我们先和进入一个和天父进入一个爱的关系。
Once we are in that relationship with Him,
当我们和他进入这个关系之后
we are able to become more and more like our Father.
我们就能变得越来越像他。
We are called to be people who love.
我们就会成为充满爱的人。
We start there.
我们从这里开始。
Our purpose is to experience the love of God in Christ so that we may love God Himself.
所以我们通过和基督通过基督来经历和神的经历神的爱。
And our neighbors in the same way that our Father loves.
所以就好我们而且能够爱别人，就像神爱别人一样。
James says that this love is to be the kind of love without hypocrisy.
雅各说这种爱是就是一种没有伪善的爱。
John says it this way.
而约翰却说
，You cannot love God.
人若说我爱神
，and have any room in your heart.
却恨他的弟兄。
For hate of your neighbor.
这就是说谎话。
Peter says it this way.
然后彼得这么说。
When we are complete, we are full of agape love.
当我们完全的时候，我们将要被博爱充满。
Jesus tells us the same thing in the book of Matthew.
在马太福音里，基督也是这么说的。
We are to be complete like our Father in heaven is complete.
所以你们就要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
So,If you want to look at Matthew 5:48,
如果你想看的话，马太福音第五章48第48节。
Jesus says that we need to be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect.
耶稣这么说，所以你们要完全，就像你们的天父完全一样。
And that's a very bad English translation.
这个英文翻译的不是很好。
The Greek word is not perfect.
这个英文这个意思是完美，但实际上希腊文像中文一样翻译的是应该是完全。
It means complete.
它的意思就是完全。
So if we think of our life like a recipe.
所以如果我们想我们的生活像一个一道菜谱一样。
If you want to make my favorite food.
如果你想做他最喜欢的吃的。
Spicy fish.
水煮鱼。
And you don't have fish.
但你没有鱼的话。
You don't really have much.
你做不出什么东西来。
The idea is that everything that is needed.
就是说你必须拿到你需要的东西。
Is all available.
你需要的实际上是已经在那儿了。
The Greek idea was complete as in lacking nothing.
希腊文实际上也是中文，他这里讲的就是说完全是什么都不缺的意思。
The picture Jesus has for us is to be a complete or whole person.
在耶稣的意思里，我们是成为一个完全和完整的人。
And for Jesus, a whole person is one who is filled with love.
对耶稣来说，一个完整的人是被爱充满的人。
We were made for relationship with our Father in heaven.
我们被造就是造成和神有关系的人。
And we are complete when we are alive in His love.
我们在他的爱里的时候，我们才能变得完全。
And respond by loving as He does.
然后我们才能去爱别人，像他爱一样。
But what keeps us from being this person?
但是是什么让我们不能成为这样的一个人呢？
This complete person who loves like Jesus loves us.
这个人去爱就像耶稣爱我们一样。
Sin.
答案是罪。
It's that simple.
就这么简单。
Sin which results in our brokenness results in our being without, lacking, and not complete.
罪让我们破碎，是让我们变得无法完整。
We want to move away from the person formed by sinful brokenness.
所以我们要离开因罪而破碎的旧我。
To the person who is formed by completing love.
成为一个因爱而完整的新我。
This movement.
这个过程。
A lifelong process.
这是一个一生的过程。
Is called discipleship.
就叫做门徒训练。
We undergo training in the school of Jesus.
我们在耶稣的学校里头受门徒训练。
As disciples.
像作为门徒一样。
To become loving people.
成为爱充满爱的人。
This is what Jesus meant when he said.
这个就是这就是耶稣他说这时候的意思。
Unless your righteousness is greater than the Pharisees.
除非你的公义要大于法利赛人的话。
You will by no means see the kingdom of heaven.
你将见不到神的国。
So, greater righteousness.
更大的公义。
For Jesus is always.
对神来说永远是。
Being filled with the love of God.
被神的爱充满。
It is never based on action.
这从来不是建立在行动之上的。
Action is always the result.
行动永远是结果。
What does a whole person look like?
所以一个完整的人是什么样子呢？
She can have Down syndrome.
他可以是个有智障的人。
He can be somebody with terrible deformity of body.
他有可能是个身体畸形的人。
We can be physically unlovely by the world's standards.
我们的肉体在这个世界看来可能是很不可爱的。
A person paralyzed from the neck down can be more full of love than the best athlete.
一个全身瘫痪的人有可能他的爱有可能比一个运动员还要多。
And often they are.
很可惜的是很多时候就是这样子的。
A person paralyzed from the neck down.
一个全身瘫痪的人
can almost do nothing.
好像什么都做不了。
But he or she can be filled with agape love.
但是他可能被神的爱所充满。
And accomplish more than those of us who are not paralyzed.
做到一些我们这些正常人做不到的事情。
A whole person may or may not have a career.
一个完整的人有可能他没有一个很好的职业。
A whole person may or may not have a family.
他可能没有一个很完美的家庭。
Not all whole people are married.
不是所有完整的人都是结婚的。
A whole person is someone who is resting quietly in God's love, so that she may love others.
一个已婚的人是安歇在神的爱里的人，所以他可以用这个爱去爱别人。
From Scripture, we learn that God made us to be in loving relationship with Him.
在圣经里，我们学到神造我们是造成一个和他有关系的人。
We learn that sin entered the world and separated us from our Father in heaven.
我们也学到，罪到这个世界里来，把我们和天父分开了。
We learn that Jesus came to rescue us from this separation.
我们还学到了耶稣的救赎，让我们逃离了这个分离。
And once we are rescued,
当我们被救之后，
we can begin the journey towards becoming someone who loves like God our Father loves us.
我们可以再次开始一个变成充满神的爱的人的这个路程。
Previously, I've spoken on what is reality.
我以前曾经讲过什么是现实呢？
And what is the good life?
什么是义人的生活呢？
The answer to these two questions is that reality is the love of God permeating our whole being, so that the life God wants us to have is available and accessible.
所以这个对这个两问题的答案就是说，是建立在这个基础上的，说神的爱充满了我们，让我们可以得到他那里来的这种爱的生活。
So please pay attention to the next sentence.
所以下一句话请大家注意。
The good life,
一个义人的生活
is a life that is centered on,
它的是这个生活是围绕着的
lived in,
生活在
and dependent on,
建立于
agape love,
神的爱的。
So, does everyone understand the Greek three words for love?
请问大家知道不知道这个希腊文的对爱有三个词来描述。
There is physical love.
第一个是身体上的爱。
Not bad.
这个不是很差。
Not good.
但也不是很好。
Just desire more or less.
就是一种欲望。
In our control, very bad.
在我们这儿是很坏的。
In God's control, very good.
在神的控制来说是很好的。
The next level for the Greek mind,
在下一个在希腊人的脑中是下一个层次。
Is brotherly love.
是兄弟之间的爱。
This is the kind of love I have for my own brothers and sisters.
这种爱就是我用来爱我弟兄还有姐妹的爱。
And this is where human love stops.
这个也就是我们人类的爱的终点。
Without Christ.
在没有神如果没有神的话，这是我们的终点。
With Christ,
如果有耶稣的话
，there is the highest love.
我们会达到更终极的一种爱。
Agape love.
这种爱是建立神的爱，是种博爱。
So the good person is a person who experiences God's love and loves others.
一个义人是他领受神的爱，而且用这种爱去爱别人。
Once we get this right.
当我们我们把这个我们领受到这点之后
，that the good person is one filled with agape love，
一个义人是一个被神的爱充满的人
，then all the other questions，
所以别的所有问题
，what are we to do？
我们应该做什么呢
？How are we to do it？
我们怎么做这些呢
？And what does it look like when we do good？
我们做成之后这些是什么样子呢
？Get answered，
这些问题都要迎刃而解了。
Paul tells us in Ephesians,
保罗在以弗所书里跟我们讲到
that we were created so that we could do the good works that were provided for us to do.
I'll read it. 我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，是要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
You know that before you were born, God had already created good works for you and me to do.
知道吗？在你出生之前，神已经预备好你要做什么了。
It's very similar to before your child is born, if you buy a violin.
就好像说你的孩子出生之前，你已经给他买好小提琴一样。
Your child may not think it's good works.
你的孩子可能觉得这个不是好的工作。
But you have already created something for them.
但是你已经为他做出了这些东西了。
To express part of the highest image of God.
因为 你已经给他准备好这些东西，让他们来享受到这个更高的神的爱。
Song，
这个就是歌曲音乐。
The Old Testament tells us that God the Father sings over each of us。
旧约里讲到我们的天父在我们每个人之上都在唱歌。
In order to do those good works。
如果想要做这些义的工的话，
we must first be born from above.
我们必须要从天上来重生。
That's what Jesus tells Nicodemus in John chapter 3.
这是耶稣在约翰福音第三章对尼哥底母是这么讲的。
Nicodemus wanted to know what to do.
尼哥底母问耶稣我应该做什么。
Jesus answered who to be.
但耶稣的回答却是你应该是成为什么样的人。
Be born from above，
而是像一个是重生的人，从天上生的人。
Nicodemus said, "How do I do that?"
尼哥底母问我怎么做到这点呢
？Jesus answered, "You don't."
耶稣说你做不到。
God does.
只有神能做到。
Paul describes this as being created in Christ Jesus.
保罗这里用词是在基督里造成的。
We were born sinners.
我们天生有罪。
So Jesus lives, dies, and resurrects so that we can be created again.
所以耶稣他来到世上生死，然后再复活，这样我们可以再次被造。
Or created in Christ Jesus.
而是在耶稣基督里被造。
If any man is in Christ, he is therefore a new creature.
如果我们在基督里的话，我们就像有一个新的生命一样。
This is what is meant by being born again.
这个就是重生的意义。
We are recreated as those who are now capable of loving God more than ourselves.
我们被造成一个能够爱别人超过自己的人。
Isn't this what the world is crying out for?
这个难道不是这个世界最需要的吗？
Maybe you can tell, but part of my family history is Norwegian.
你可能能看出来我的祖先有祖先是从挪威来的。
In Norway, which is my ancestral home.
在挪威就是我的祖籍。
We recently learned of a man so full of hate that he set off a bomb and then murdered children.
我们刚从新闻里得知一个充满了愤怒人，他不断引爆炸弹，而且还残杀了很多孩子。
And in his mind, he firmly believes he's a good person.
在他的脑子里，他相信自己是一个义人。
We learn of a man in Florida who kills his girlfriend and buries her in the backyard.
我们还听到在佛罗里达，一个人他不仅谋杀了自己的女朋友，还把他的尸体埋在了自己的后院子里头。
We learn of a woman in New Jersey who kills her daughter, who is in a wheelchair.
在新泽西，一个女的。不仅一个女的把自己坐轮椅的女儿杀了。
We learn of a teenager who kills his parents and in the same afternoon has a big party at his home with his dead parents upstairs.
还有一个十几岁的孩子在谋杀了自己的父母之后，把他们放在楼上，然后当天就在楼下请朋友来开派对。
We learn of famine in Africa where certain groups won't allow international relief agencies to bring food and medicine to the dying.
我们学到在非洲闹饥荒就是因为有少数人来阻拦这个国际救援能把食物能把食物和药品能够输送到那些人那里。
We learn of pop stars dying at age of 27.
我们学到这个一些歌星在27岁的时候就可以死。
To the south, we learn of drug cartels killing people by the thousands.
在我们南方的故事，我们知道很多很多这种毒枭，他们可以杀人，可以成数以千计的在杀。
We learn of divorces so bitter that one spouse hires a killer to kill their husband or wife.
我们学到这个有些人离婚，离到可以说去雇杀手来杀自己的前夫或者前妻。
Welcome to my Christian nation.
欢迎到我们这个以基督建国的国家来。
Do we need any more proof that the world is crying out for love? Than the evening news.
我们还需要证明什么？这个世界更需要爱，而不是这些晚间的新闻吗
？Closer to home, we have the most difficult time loving our own family.
在家里头，我们在家里爱自己人，自己家人实际上是最难的。
Anyone here have relatives they don't speak to?
你们这里有没有说不跟这里有没有说自己的亲戚是不跟他们讲话的呢？
Oh, that's right. Everyone here loves all of their family.
对了，看来是所有人都爱自己所有的亲戚。
I forget sometimes.
有些时候我会忘记。
How many people do you know that have been rejected by their own parents or siblings?
我们这里有多少人听过说有人被自己的父母或者自己的弟兄姐妹而抛弃呢？
How many people do you know who have been rejected by husband or wife?
我们这里听过多少个是被自己的配偶所抛弃呢？
How many parents have expressed their rejection to their children?
还有有多少个父母对自己的孩子所表示出放弃呢？
How many parents have been rejected by their children?
或者有多少父母已经被自己的孩子所抛弃了呢？
Each week it seems.
好像每个星期
I receive another call from a husband or wife who has rejected their spouse.
我都会听到有人给我打电话，说他被自己的配偶所抛弃了。
The greatest need in the world is solved by discipleship to Jesus.
世界上这些最严重的问题，是必须由耶稣的门徒训练来解决的。
In Jesus' school, we learn to love those who hate us.
在耶稣的学校里，我们学到我们要去爱那些恨我们的人。
Who abuse us？
那些虐待我们的人。
Who misuse us？
那些滥用我们的人。
Who revile us？
或谩骂我们的人。
This is what the world needs。
这个是这个世界最需要的。
Agape love。
这个神的爱。
Love so strong and powerful that not even the worst evil can stand against it。
这种爱是非常的强大，就是世界上最极端的邪恶也没法战胜它。
And we are the ones who are to be that loving person。
我们就是要那种我们就是要有这种爱的人。
Do you want to be a good person?
你想当义人吗？
I know that you do.
我知道你是想的。
How do I know this?
我怎么知道的呢？
Because you and I are created in God's image.
因为我们是按神的形象所造的。
We desperately desire to be good.
我们其实内心是很想成为义人的。
And most parents desperately desire their children to be good.
大部分的父母是内心很渴望自己的孩子是成为义人的。
We try to do this by our own power.
如果我们只靠自己的力量来做这些的话
，and we fail.
那我们结果肯定是失败的。
We try to do good works in our strength and fail.
我们想做义事，用自己的能力来做义事，但往往是失败。
Yet God our Father knows that we desperately desire to be truly good.
但是上帝我们的天父他知道我们内心的对这种做义人的这种渴望。
We desire to be complete.
我们渴望能够成为完全。
He knows that we often seek to be complete by having a successful career, successful children. He knows that we are weak.
所以他知道我们有时候为了想成为一个完美完全，我们想有很好的职业，我们很好想有很好的儿女，但他知道我们这些都是软弱的。
He knows that pastors and preachers and teachers.
他知道这个牧师们，然后传道者们，还有老师们。
Often want to have successful ministries.
常常想有一个很成功的教会。
More than they want to have complete.Love，
这种渴望甚至超过了他有更完美爱的渴望。
He knows the things that glitter，
他知道一些很多闪闪发光的东西。
Homes, cars, vacation, education，
比如说房子，然后是车子，然后旅游或者说教育。
Are all empty without him，
是往往是很空虚的。
He knows that we are distracted by these things.
他知道我们往往被这些东西所吸引。
He does not shout at us.
但他却不骂我们。
He does not shame us.
他也不羞辱我们。
He does not tell us, I'm so disappointed with you.
他也不跟我们说啊，我对你们好失望。
He calls to us.
他呼叫我们。
Like a loving parent.
就像一个充满爱的父母一样。
To come to him.
让我们去到他那里去。
James says it this way.
雅各是这么说的。
Draw near to God.
请到神那里去。
And he will come close to you.
神会离你更近。
So the question for us to answer today.
所以今天需要我们回需要回答的问题是
Am I willing to become a good person?
你愿意成为一个义人吗？
Am I willing to become someone who can love God and my neighbor?
我们愿意一个成为 爱神与爱人还有爱人如己的人吗？
Let's conclude with our purpose.
我们今天用我们这个目标来结尾。
Our purpose in life is not to repeat Christ's life.
我们这一生的目标并不是来重复耶稣的一生。
He already lived his life here on earth.
他已经在这世上有过一生了。
Our purpose is to live as Christ would do if he had our life.
我们目标就是想活得好像耶稣拥有我们这一生一样。
We are not messiahs.
我们不是弥赛亚。
We are not born of a virgin.
我们也不是童贞女所生的。
We are not going to offer our lives in sacrifice for the whole of humanity.
我们也不会为全世界的人献上我们自己的生命。
We were never called to do so.
这不是我们的使命。
Rather, each of us has a calling by God.
但是我们每个人都是有自己的使命的。
To live in such a way.
就活着好像。
That if Christ were born today.
耶稣好像在今天出生。
As Ja, Grace, Ed, Annie, the pastor, or me.
好像蒋甲，好像 Grace 姐妹，好像海军弟兄，好像Annie 姐妹，还有或者牧师，或者说是马太弟兄一样。
Christ would be at your job, at your home, at your church, doing what you do now.
耶稣会在你的工作，在你的家，在你的教会做你现在在做的事情。
We live this life.
我们活这一辈子。
Full of works of love.
充满了爱的功。
By being disciples.
我们成为门徒。
Our deepest longing is to belong to our loving Father so that we may love those around us as He loves them.
我们心中最大的渴望就是属于我们的天父，就如这样我们可以爱周围的人，就像他爱那些人一样。
As we spend more time as disciples.
我们花更多时间成为他的门徒。
We become more and more secure.
我们就会变得越来越安全。
We're less afraid.
而少一些恐惧。
To love as God loves.
去像神去爱一样。
Here's the quick litmus test of how much agape love is in your life.
我这里有一个小的测验，看看你生命中有多少神的爱。
If you are not a follower, there is zero agape love in your life.
假如你不跟随耶稣的话，你生命中一点神的爱都没有。
Your love will always be less than your anger.
你的爱永远会被会少于你的愤怒。
Less than your fear.
少于你的恐惧。
And less than your desire for control.
少于你想操作一切的欲望。
If you are not a follower of Jesus.
如果你不跟随耶稣的话。
We can never be a good person.
我们永远不会成为义人。
A refusal to follow Jesus.
我们拒绝跟随耶稣。
Will always be allowed by Jesus.
其实是耶稣是会允许这些的。
He will not force you.
他不会强迫我们。
He will give you exactly what you want.
他会给你想要的。
To be as far from him as you can be.
就是对他敬而远之。
Ultimately.
但最终。
It will be you who condemns yourself.
你将是来谴责自己的人。
To be forever separated from Jesus.
因为你永远和耶稣分开了。
The tragic truth about us.
但是很不幸的是。
If we do not choose to follow Jesus.
如果我们不跟随耶稣的话。
Our life will be one of vanity, pride, arrogance, anger, and bitterness.
我们一生将是被虚荣、骄傲。傲慢、愤怒，还有怨恨所充满。
So Jesus will give us the opportunity.
所以耶稣会给我们一个机会。
To run away from him as far as we can.
去离他越远，离他越来越远。
Or for us to run towards him as fast as we can.
或者说向他以很快的速度跑过去。
If we run towards him.
如果我们向他跑过去的话。
He will run even faster towards us.
他会以更快的速度向我们跑过来。
This is the story of the prodigal son.
这个是一个离家远浪子回家的故事。
So, If you have a friend or spouse next to you, I would like them to rate you.
如果你要是有一个配偶或者朋友在你身边的话，我想邀请他给你来打分。
And you can rate them.
你也可以给他们打分。
On five areas.
有五项。
If your children are old enough, we could ask them.
如果你孩子年龄够大的话，我们也可以问他们。
On a scale of 1 to 10.
从打分从一到十。
How much anger does the person next to me have?
我身边这个人有多少愤怒呢？
For those of you with children, should we ask them?
如果我们有孩子的话，是不是我们该问我们的孩子呢？
On a scale of 1 to 10, the person next to me, how full of pride are they?
从一到十，你身边这个人他有多少骄傲呢？
Lust?
有多少欲望呢？
Remember, lust is not just physical desire.
欲望并不是光这种身体上的欲望。
Lust is a desire to control someone.
欲望也是一种想要去控制别人。
To get what you want.
而得到你想要得到的东西。
No matter how bad it is for them.
不管这个对对那些对别人来说是有多坏的。
What about envy?
或者嫉妒呢？
Do you ever mention in conversation?
在交谈中你有没有谈到
that this person has it so easy?
说那个人什么都对他说什么都这么容易
they never really have to struggle.
那个人从来不需要努力工作
they have everything.
他什么都有了
it's not fair.
这个很不公平
the last one?
最后一个
greed.
是贪恋。
Jesus tells us,
耶稣对我们说
when we are full of agape love,
当我们被神的爱充满的时候
if someone wrongly demands,
如果有些人向我们提出一些很无理的要求
the clothes on our back,
比如说我们身上衣服
we should give it to them.
我们应该把这个衣服给他。
Anybody you wouldn't give clothes to?
有没有人你不想把衣服给他的
Anybody you want to give clothes to because they dress so poorly
你有没有你见到这个人穿得很差的你想把衣服给他的
If any of these are present in my life or your life now
所以以上这些如果任何在你生活中有出现的
Then we must make all the more serious effort
所以我们应该更如果有的话我们应该 更加努力的
to be disciples of Jesus
而成为耶稣的门徒
if you are a follower of Jesus
假如你跟随耶稣的话
you are now ready to have love
你现在就可以用爱
become more and more of who you are
让爱渐渐的成为你的一部分
This means that you and I have a need to take serious inventory of our lives.
这就意味着你和我更应该更认真地看看我们这一生。
Once we have been born from above,
当我们从天上重生之后
having been given this new life in God,
有了这个从神来的新的生命
we are ready to become more and more like Him.
我们就可以变得越来越像他了。
And more and more,
渐渐的
Those five character issues,
我们刚才提到那五个问题
anger, pride, lust, envy, greed,
愤怒骄傲欲望嫉妒还有贪恋
will go away.
渐渐他们这些问题都会离开我们
If you were interested in this,
如果你对这些还有兴趣的话
please stay for Sunday school.
请留下来我们有主日学
Thank you.
谢谢。